This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. WebRadio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Stay alive, man. Day you love me, baby. Stay alive, man.
Hey singles, it's Erin the Dating Advice Girl here on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. That's right, we are back. This episode is episode 2 of the 2017 dating interviews that I'm doing for this year. Those of you who are loyal listeners to the show, first of all, thank you very much. Thank you for listening and being loyal. This last year we did a round of interviews with people from all backgrounds, different genders, different lifestyles, different sexualities, different all these different things, ethnicities. And basically, I did panel interviews to ask them questions about dating, about consent, all of those type things. It was really great, and I was really humbled by how willing to share everyone was. So I thought I would do it again. And so last episode, episode 152, was the first round of interviews for this year. That was a great group. Shout out to the participants of that group from the last episode that we did. And this group, I teased a little bit in the last episode about this group that I'm going to play for you here in a second. It was really important for me that I get an older age group. Because I do tend to work with, even in my coaching and my workshops, I do tend to work with millennials, 20-somethings. I do work with some 30-somethings, 40-somethings. But I tend to gravitate, or the 20-year-old millennial age group tends to gravitate towards me for whatever the reasons, which is great because I love them back. But I really wanted to hear from an older age group because I feel like dating and relationships and love and sex and all of, and consent and all those things are seen a little differently depending on your generation. And that was really, it was really important for me to get an older generation. When I did the first round of interviews last year, I wasn't able to get enough people 50 and older who were available time-wise, etc. But I was really happy to get a group of men in their from 50 to 70 or in their 70s in this group. So that's who you're going to hear from in a second. Three gentlemen over the age of 50 being very, very honest about dating, about sex drive, about consent, and how, you know, that wasn't a big thing back in the day. It was a really interesting interview, and I think that, you know, again, I mentioned this at the beginning of all of these specific dating panel episodes. The point of all of this for me is to, for me, for myself, but also for my audience, I think it's important that we hear other perspectives. And so, you know, I just feel like, you know, we make so many assumptions about what we think people are doing or what we think people are thinking or how people are acting. And it's like, you know, we don't know. We don't know. So let's actually listen to the people and hear what they have to say. So that's what this is. So I don't know what it's like to be a man over the age of 50 and dating and, you know, sex and all these things. So I thought it would be really interesting to hear from that group. And they did not disappoint. Super interesting perspective. So I'm going to bring that to you in a sec. And again, if you want to listen to all the other episodes, the dating panel interviews and all the other episodes, all 152 of them, go to my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com, and click on radio show and you'll see all the episodes there and all the descriptions for the shows. Okay. So without further ado, let's get into it. So this panel, there's three gentlemen, like I said, over the age of 50, John, Barry, and Glenn. Okay. And so, yeah, just listen with objectivity if possible. And it's very interesting what they're saying. And again, I think all of these different panels that were participants to this, or participated in this, can really give us insights on how to just how to see other people and just, you know, maybe just even how to improve what we're doing in our own dating lives even, okay? So here we go. Without further ado, this is panel number two for this year's dating panel interviews, John, Barry, and Glenn. Here we go.
Okay, yes, sir. Tell us who you are.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Barry Papik.
Hi, Glenn Caspio.
Hi, gentlemen. Thanks for being here. So, just wondering, what does the word dating mean to you?
Drudgery? exhaustion? Work?
It changes as you get older. Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
In what way?
When you're... The longer you live, the more things that you get established with, the more sort of deal breakers that you come up with. So when two people with a whole pile of deal breakers make contact, it's kind of hard to blend it.
When I was young, I was a serial monogamist. And, you know, I was always in long relationships. And as I get older, I find that it's harder to be in long relationships because, like John was saying, I'm more set in my ways.
Yeah. And no amount of dating site calculations where they make you list your interests.
I have never done a dating site. And, you know, I've only gotten dates, you know, through people that I've met, through friends. You know, there's something just way too impersonal about dating sites for me.
I agree with you on that. I've done a couple, and I find people aren't real. I mean, there's a lot of, excuse me, bullshit on there.
But it's true.
Yeah, and then what I found for me, people wanted, they seem like they're interested in me, then they want to know how much money I made, and they want to know, I got this problem, can you help me, you know what I'm saying? So it feels, I don't even want to go there anymore. It's like, look, I'm just a guy, an older man trying to have a date, friends.
If a woman says she's 45 on a website, you know, what I mean? She's at least 50.
You wonder how much money you make. I ain't having it, no.
The best outcome for me has been over the years, and I've used some of the, I won't say them, but actually one dating site, that I met women who were very mechanically compatible with me, with the list of interests were the same, and they've become really good friends. So I can't say it's a total loss, but the romance part is, there's just no way you can...
I have enough friends. You know, it's something that I'm not looking for, and I'm being just absolutely honest right now. You know, I have enough friends. I'm not out there looking for friends. If I'm looking for somebody, I'm looking for someone to date. You know, and I'm not looking for someone to hanker down and be chummy with. It doesn't interest me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the top of the food chain is someone you can be in love with, but feeling bad, nothing wrong with having another friend.
I don't need that. I'm being absolutely honest. You know,
I'm lying a lot, but
want a friend.
All I'm saying is that, and I think that's wonderful for you.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah, see, I'm just the opposite. I want somebody I can go kick it with, you know, go to the movies, have dinner with, have some common interest, go do yoga, work out with, or something like that. That's what I want, you know? And that sexual stuff, that's fine too, but it's not a priority. When I was a kid, now I was on it. Now it's like, I could care less. I mean, I just want to hang with somebody, but I found the women I've run into want to know how much money you make and how much, you know, if I, what, how established.
That's part of our culture.
Our generation's dating is based on the model of our parents, which was dad took care of mom. Mom never worked, and dad wouldn't let her work. And now the women I date all are professional women who have careers and jobs. And well, I don't know. I maybe ask them how much money they make.
Do you guys all have, do you feel kind of like a malaise when it comes to dating at this point? Or is there any sort of enthusiasm you have possibly in the potential of meeting somebody new?
I'll tell you one thing. I'm not afraid to be by myself. And, you know, I found that as I get older, if I find somebody that I want to hang out with, you know, that interests me, I think that's fantastic. And if I don't, I have no problem with that. I enjoy going to a movie by myself. I enjoy being by myself. I enjoy being with my friends. I don't really need, it's secondary. If it comes along, I mean, it would be fantastic. But it's not what I search out for.
My world is sort of from week to week. If I get some, you know, an audition that comes up at the last minute, you've got to go and do that. So the idea of having a steady girlfriend is maybe not such a perfect thing for me because my life is so disjointed with work. But if they play golf, that's one weekend that we can always do something together with.
Glenn?
I don't know. I'm open. You know, I just want to like to have somebody to kick it with and have a good time. You know, I mean, you know, that's what I'd like. You know, somebody you can just be real with. Have a companion, you know, that'd be nice for me. And we're all unique, we're all different, we all different, have different wants and needs, and that's what I would like. I'm not really looking for, I mean, I like being alone, I like my alone time, but I also like sharing my life with somebody else and having common interests.
You know, we must be wired to be together. I mean, you know, we wouldn't reproduce the race if we didn't have an urge to be connected to somebody.
Right. No, you see, and I disagree. I think that we're wired for procreation, absolutely. I don't think we're wired to be together. And
how do you take care of the kids?
Well, I think that ultimately, you know, it's societal. You know, society says that we should take care of our kids. But the reason that we're here is to procreate. And I think that, you know, to keep the chain going. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I studied a lot of anthropology, and most civilizations were tribal, and there were connections between generations. And like Native Americans had a large sense of community and identity with their families and their traditions. So I disagree with you. I think we're wired.
Do you think we have that now? Do you think that
it's just the opposite. I think society tears us apart and separates us and makes it so that there's so much, like as you point out, like sexual opportunity that can tear apart a family. So anyway.
So you guys, can I ask you if you've been married or what your relationships have been in the past? John, can I start with you?
I've been married twice. I was married to my high school, my college sweetheart, for 20 years. And we were 18 when we met. A good friend. She's the wife of a very brilliant, well-known guy. And her view is, you get married the first time for lust. The second time, the woman gets married for money. And the last time for love. And she's done that. And she's the happiest person on earth. And she's got a nice little nest egg from number two.
I was married
the first time to a sweetheart from college. And it was just a natural thing to do. Everybody in my college class got married. So we got married. Then we found out we grew apart. That was pretty natural. Getting a divorce was not a trauma for us. We'd raised a child. And then I was single for a while and had a new job. I was an attorney. I met a girl that was working with me, and she had a couple kids. We had a great time. We had things in common. We were both professional lawyers. That lasted for 23 years. So they were both successful marriages. I'm completely comfortable with both of them. We see each other a lot, all three of us. We even hang out together, the three of us. So it's been great. I'm now seeing a woman who's professional, makes a lot of money, and a dear lady, and I don't know if I want to get married a third time.
See, that's what I would call dysfunctional divorces. But, and I respect it. I've never been married. I've been a serial monogamist. I've been in long relationships. My relationships usually last around 3 years, and then I move on. Or, you know, maybe I'm a little phobic when it comes to commitment. But I've never had to deal with that. It also, my career has always been more important. You know, if it pulls me to Los Angeles, if it pulls me to New York, if it pulls me to North Carolina, you know, these, you know, I have to go, and it's always been more important than any relationship I've ever been in.
Well, for me, I'm single, and I like being single. I guess I'm afraid of commitment as well, you know, but I don't know.
You've been married.
I've not been married, but I've lived with several people in my lifetime, and that was nice. But I think at this point now in my life, where I just turned 66, and I'm glad I'm still alive, and I'm an official senior now, that, you know what, man, anything's possible. And I'm open to it, you know, I mean, if that were to happen, then that would be nice. And I've lived a life, and I've done all this different stuff. I'm open to whatever, you know, and maybe that's what I would kind of like, to have somebody, to have a soulmate, as they say, and just be with them and just enjoy the time left on the planet.
Sounds a little fantasy-like to me, you know.
But that's you. That's you.
No, and I agree.
Your reality is your reality. My reality is mine.
And I think it's wonderful that
we're all unique and we're all individual. And so that's who I am, and that's how I feel, and there it is.
That keeps you in business.
Exactly. one last question. So I'm currently writing a book on consent, sexual consent. Now I know that it's a topic that has become a bigger deal in the press, in the media, in the last, say, year, couple years, with some high-profile cases. When you were younger, was that a thing? Was that taught? Was consent part of sex ed? Did you have sex ed? Just give me some general thoughts about your feelings about sexual consent and boundaries and that kind of thing when in the dating process.
I've been listening to stuff about that lately, and it's evolving to where you're, I guess, now required to almost ask permission for each step in the sexual adventure. That certainly wasn't the case when I grew up. We kind of knew from just looking at each other whether you wanted to play or not. Although at my last job, I just retired from the bench a few years ago. I was a judge for 23 years. And there's a legal sense of consent as well, but beyond a, you know, a personal get a slap because you pushed it too far and not get arrested.
I was never taught consent, but I was taught respect. And, my parents were together for 50 years. I never did that kind of thing. But what my father did teach me was that you always respect the woman, and I always have. You know, like I said, I've been in long relationships, so, I'm sure, like these guys, I've slept with my share of women, but I've never had that problem of consent because it's always been, in a fully respected relationship.
I feel, you know what, it's always been consent, you know, it's like, that's just kind of what I grew up with, and when I was around, it's like, you know, if you're both willing, then let's just have a good time, and let's do this, you know, and respect one another. I think that's important to have that, and I think it's, you know, not to feel pressure to be with somebody because you just feel pressured to do that. That's not good. And one should put that on one another, I feel. It's like, if it's the feelings there, go for it and have a good time and respect each other, but don't feel the pressure that you have to, give in.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is, I would rather leave than, if I'm in a situation that doesn't seem right, or, you know, maybe it's my own laziness also, but I would rather just leave. I don't need that. And, I don't need the discussion, and I never wanted it. So if there was ever any, thought of this not being a consensual situation, I'd rather just go home.
Yeah, if it's not a fit,
You can, you know, if there's a fit, if there's a chemistry, hey, let's work with this, let's, you know, but if it's not there, nah. You know what, we tried, it's cool.
I bet you've had experts on to talk about the evolution of that issue on your show.
Absolutely, and I'm fascinated by it, which is why I'm writing a book about it, because what I've noticed is there is a generational difference, generally, that I'm 37, and so typically people younger than me are like, no, don't assume anything, like even if someone gives a look, like you don't know, you need to ask the questions. And then people older than me are more, it's a feeling. I've had women say it's weird if I ask them to give them a kiss, so now I'm kind of like, I don't know about consent because it kind of ruins the mood. So it's really, I'm kind of studying like generational differences in it, but also gender differences and all those kind of things, you know.
There's a PhD paper in this thing.
I love it.
Because really, that's an amazing point that you make. I've never, ever, and I've, you know, had a long dating life, never, ever had the conversation come up about whether we should do something physical. It's
really? Like,
yeah.
Any of you? Have any of you had a consent
a conversation?
No.
Never.
It just sort of happens.
Yeah. Can I ask each of you, what's the age of the youngest person that you've ever dated or been in a relationship with?
Well, it matters when you're talking about.
True.
Yeah, if you're talking about.
Yeah.
Mostly, I guess a couple times 20 years younger, but that's pretty rare. Mm-hmm. Or I would not really enjoy someone that's much out of my, you know, that remembers the same TV shows I remember.
And for the two of you, like, what's the...
I'm open, you know, I've been with younger people, but I prefer older people just because I have something in common with them. Like I said, I enjoy sex, but it's not like a big thing to me. I'm more like if a companion, if you're compatible, and there's that's what I'm looking for more. Sex, you know, it's good, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? Somebody younger, I just, nothing there. They look good, it's nice eye candy, but there ain't nothing happening there. I just, you know, that's the way I feel.
I'm sort of the opposite of these guys, I guess. You know, I can't remember the last time I dated a woman that was over 35 years old. I think that would be great if I met somebody that attracted me. But to me, it's about attraction. Like I said, I'd rather just go home and watch television if I'm not attracted to the person. So, you know, I just recently got out of a relationship with a girl who was a lot younger than I am. She was 25. And it was a great relationship, and she had a lot to say. You know, we had a lot to share. You know, I don't put those boundaries on my relationship, but on the other hand, I have to be attracted to the person.
And you guys, thank you so much. Tell me your names one more time.
I'm John Dobroff.
Barry Papik.
Glenn Caspio.
All right, and there you go. So, super interesting, right? I love this conversation so much. Like, I was not expecting them to say everything they said, and as you saw, or as you could hear, there was a cross section of professions there. You'll see in the video, there will be a video, as always, a video that goes along with this, so you can actually watch the people that you're listening to. You know, a variety of ethnicity. I just thought it's just so interesting to hear people's perspectives, and again, to hear an older generation, and for them to say that not one of them, even some of them who've dated younger people, significantly younger, have not had a conversation about consent. And I don't know if that's good or bad, I just think that specifically in this case is a generational difference, you know? It just wasn't something that was talked about back in the day, and let's say for a certain age group, it's still probably not talked about, you know? That is definitely more of a younger generation thing to have a conversation around consent, or, you know, ask permission before, especially in terms of sex and sexuality, like before each step of a sexual encounter or something to that effect. That's a younger thing that's learned because we've been teaching it more with younger generations. So I love it. I hope that all of you are enjoying these too. I just think it's super fascinating. I mean, obviously, or not obviously, I keep saying that, but you know, I got into doing this almost 10 years ago because I'm just fascinated by human behavior. You know, I think it's so interesting, like, why we do what we do, and, you know, why, you know, we are who we are because of our experiences and because of what we learned from our family and our friends and all that culture and all these different things. So, again, thank you to John, Barry, and Glenn, this panel. You guys were really great, and I just appreciate you taking the time out and talk to me and share with all of us very candidly. You know, I'll probably do this again. I just love this. I'll probably do it again either later this year, another round of interviews later this year or next year. And I really would like to get a bigger, like, another group of people over 50, because I think it's helpful for younger people to hear how older people operate, you know? Like, I don't know, I just think it's all interesting, and just, again, I personally don't want to just talk to the same group of people all the time, or one age group, or one gender, or one ethnicity, or whatever. I want to hear everyone, just to get kind of a cross-section of what people are generally thinking and doing, and I think that helps everybody in a way. Plus, for you listening and for myself, if there's certain things I'll identify with by listening to, you know, maybe one of the guys in this interview I related to, but another guy in the same interview I was like, oh no, I totally can't relate to him. But it's interesting because, again, it reminds us that I think maybe Glenn said it in this panel interview, that we all are different. You know, I think we all have some fundamental basics of what we might want in terms of a partner, or if we even want a partner or partners, but we all want to be validated. We all want someone to spend time with, generally, on some level, whether it be a lot or a little. There's some fundamental things, but then within that, you know, there are different lifestyle choices. There are different, you know, like, it was really interesting to hear that some of these guys, or really kind of all of them, I shouldn't say that, some of them, you know, aren't really searching for anyone. There was a more, and as you heard me ask, I was like, okay, so do you guys have a positive view about dating? Because it seemed a little pessimistic to me, sadly. I was like, gosh, they seem very like, no, you know, this is just what it is, you know, and I'm not going to find anybody or what have you. But also it was very interesting to hear how relaxed they were about, you know, if I don't find somebody, I'm okay with that. You know, I think it's very interesting. And again, I think that's a generational thing. I think you live and date and, you know, have partnerships for so long that at some point you probably do adjust your thinking and your dating accordingly. Anyway, I could go on and on about that, but I just hope you all enjoyed this specific group, the 50 plus group, age group of men. The next episode coming up will be another really interesting panel. I have two more coming up, I believe, and yeah, it's one of them gets really intense, actually. Yeah, and it goes there, whatever there means. I'll keep you guessing. But that is it for this episode of the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. I will see you all soon. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to watch the complimentary YouTube video so you can see who you're listening to. Thank you all so much for listening and supporting. And I will be back soon. I love you 25 hours a day. I love you 25 hours a day.